Recovery from anything is aided and assisted by spiritual energy, and people who join spiritually oriented groups of whatever kind are more successful in every endeavor of life, and especially in specific endeavors. So I tell people, whatever your problem is, try to find some spiritual or consciousness group that you can find a way to feel somewhat comfortable with. Go to a few lectures, listen to it, or read something, or read a book. If you search around, you'll find something that you find to be helpful. And you say it can't work for you. Well, frankly, at this point, Alcoholics Anonymous has worked for literally millions of people in every country of the world and all over the globe. So denial is a little difficult in today's world because you're confronted constantly by people who've recovered from as bad or worse case than you have of whatever, you know, chronic gambling or whatever it may be. And often the addictions come in groups, you know, you have an alcoholic and then he gets into gambling and then he gets into womanizing and whatever it is, very often you get a collection of a number of addictions. So that means there's something about some people's brain that are prone to addictiveness. You might say your problem is not alcohol, women, or gambling, or whatever, but addictiveness, that your brain is prone to addictiveness. And we know that this is pretty much inherited physiology. The Native American Indian knows it. They know that their brain is really very prone to quickly and easily getting addicted to alcohol, and they know it's a genetic defect. So we can come to some degree of awareness, humility, by realizing that there are limitations intrinsic to being human, the genetics of being human, and the genetics of being human and what they mean for the human brain and its limitations. So we all have to learn the limitations of what's possible, having inherited a human brain, which has inherent weaknesses, inherent the human brain and its physiology. So what is our enemy out there? It's your own brain. Aha! Is your enemy out there? No, your enemy is right within your skull. If I dose you up with a certain chemical, your brain is going to hook you on that chemical, and now it's going to destroy your personal life because you're run by your brain. There was a movie called Donovan's Brain, in which this brain is kept alive artificially by chemistry. This brain is artificially kept alive, and Donovan's brain gradually begins to learn how to control all the people around him. And all the agents trying to control Donovan's brain begins to control them. Eventually, Donovan's brain begins to control larger and larger segments of society. It's a paradoxically funny, but I think it's a great story. We're all sort of in the place of being controlled by Donovan's brain. So who's your enemy? Find out who your enemy is. Your brain is not your enemy, but you cannot trust it to lead you to truth. So that's why the principle of divinity, turning your life over to God, the energy field of God is greater than the power of the brain. So the only thing greater than the power of the brain is the presence of divinity. To overcome the negative effect of your brain takes God Almighty to do it. Well, that's humility to realize that.